Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at tanger.com.
Back to the Bald-Faced Truth with John Canzano on 750 The Game.
I've never gotten into the, like, they're our buddy. Morgan State's not our buddy,
right? You know what I mean? They would have left us as fast as we would have left them. You know what I mean? It just is what it is. It's our one of our biggest rivals now. That's the way I've looked at it. And that's not bulletin board material. I just hope they would say it the same way. Let's go compete. We've been waiting to compete with these guys, right? So they've dealt with a lot of adversity. We've dealt with a lot of adversity. I think it's going to be an energized. It's going to be a great, you know, obviously their stadium's going to be packed. I think there's going to be a lot of Cougs there, you know. So, I mean, I think it's an energizing football game. Like, that's what I mean by that. And to know that this is going to be an opponent that we're going to play for a long time, let's go do it. Because all the ones I've been in my 4 years here, they've been a heck of ball games.
That's Jake Dickert, formerly Washington State's head football coach, introduced today at Wake Forest. Joining us now, Ann McCoy. She's the director of athletics at Washington State. Was he signaling, you know, they would have left us as soon as we would have left them? I mean, I can't help but look back at that, Ann, and hear Jake Dickert talking like that, thinking in his mind, was he trying to frame this as a business decision even then?
Boy, well, hello. Good to see you. Good to be on.
Yeah,
I don't know. That's a good question. That's a really good question. It's I think right now it's a lot of looking back and looking through every word and seeing, you know, if there was other meaning there.
The fan base at Washington State, I've heard some say that they feel betrayed. They feel let down. I think that happens when coaches leave and when players leave. You personally, as an athletic director, you've worked with Jake Dickert. You know, my understanding is you said on the news conference that he let you know on Wednesday morning at 7:45 that he had an offer, that he was leaving. Was there part of you that felt let down or betrayed by Dickert, you know, not really giving you a chance to counteroffer?
Boy, I think because these things are so tough, and with the bowl game looming this next week and just other uncertainty for the players, I do feel like the timing was unfortunate. You know, whether there would have been a way to handle things any differently or kind of, you know, cushion the blow, so to speak, for the players, I don't know. But, the timing was unfortunate. I'll say that.
The landscape of college athletics has got some problems. You know, the portal needs better regulation. The NIL space feels like the Wild West. The potential now with revenue sharing coming. I mean, what does that feel like for you as an AD to be navigating all of that in this time?
You know, I think it's important, and in a lot of ways it's not unlike, you know, things in the past where you have to play to your strengths and understand what resources and, you know, things you have and other things that, you know, you're just going to be in a different space with. And so it does make it challenging because of the timing of a lot of this. I know there's been a lot of discussion about the timing of the portal relative to the bowl game, relative to, you know, our kids trying to go through finals and finishing up the semester and, you know, all of those sorts of things. So I think we're making it harder probably on ourselves than it needs to be. So I would like to see some changes there. But it is challenging. I mean, I think it's challenging because it really, you know, makes everything that we've known or thought would be the case in college athletics, it's kind of turned everything upside down on its head. And I think finding that new normal and a way to navigate it in a way that still feels like what college athletics should be, that to me is the biggest challenge right now. And I think to your point, even about the question about Jake, you know, at some point, you know, a person, you know, has a decision that they need to make, and it doesn't really matter what they're leaving. You know what I mean? It becomes a decision they've made as to what they're going to.
That I've never been on the other end of a call like that, right? I'm not an AD, but does he start by going, hey, I've got some bad news, or you're not going to like this call, or how does he wind up into the position of saying, hey, I'm leaving for Wake Forest?
Yeah, I mean, I think in this particular case, it was more a matter of that he knew I already knew, I would say, yeah. Probably. You know, it had been out there so much and so many reports and, you know, just there was already a team meeting settled, but, you know, set just previously and unrelated to this. So I think this call or this conversation was very different, I would say, because at that point he knew I already knew. You know, so I think... You know, very appreciative, I think, of a lot of things here at Washington State University, and I think just focus more on that, to be honest, and that, you know, it was a decision that he felt like he needed to make.
I look at him leaving for Wake Forest, and I'm underwhelmed by his decision, because I thought, you know, he's a Wisconsin guy, that would be the school that he would go to, right? If he was jumping from Washington State, that, you know, he's going home or he's going to this school he grew up rooting for, and I would get that. But I look at Wake Forest and I go, that's kind of a, you know, nothing against them, but they just have competed at the bottom of the ACC, and I thought that there was a better move for him. But it sort of raises questions, and I did some of that reporting today and talking about, you know, the financial support at Washington State, and I would just like to know from your perspective, you know, with Boise State talking about, you know, getting support from their campus and you know, in ready to make the transition to the Pac-12, San Diego State's talking about how much campus support they need. Oregon State is saying we will continue to fund the athletic department like a Power Five. How important, do you agree? Like, do you agree that Washington State also needs to step up financially and support the programs and fund as if it were a Power Four or Power Five school?
100%. Absolutely, I do. I think we're at a really important time as an institution of, you know, really evaluating what it is Washington State University wants from its athletic department, but in a way that really feeds into the strategic mission of the campus. You know, I think that, you know, we very much want to be part of the overall campus and the overall mission and doing what we can that's, you know, I would say unique relative to the, you know, student engagement, you know, alumni retention and, you know, bringing new students here. But institutional support, I think both, you know, literal and figurative are essential for us, you know, and I think something that we used to be at Washington State in a very different place with. And, you know, we have been buoyed by Pac-12 media distributions and other revenues from the conference that, you know, going forward are going to look different. And I think that because other schools typically would get more institutional support, you know, I think that is an area that we really need to evaluate as we look to compare ourselves to our new peers.
Yeah, and I think, you know, when you talk about success in athletics, the schools that have done it at the highest levels will say, hey, look, we can actually correlate a spike in enrollment with success on the football field or the basketball court, and we can correlate gift giving for the campus at large with that kind of success. I would love to talk with, you know, the university president at Washington State, the regents at Washington State, and you know, maybe learn if they understand that. And I think those conversations have to happen. Ann McCoy is with us, athletic director, Washington State. The next person in is going to have questions on that front, and I think it's important that you guys get there, but give us an idea with hiring a search firm. Have you already picked a search firm? Have you hired a search firm, or where are you at with that?
Yeah, we worked through the competitive bid process over the last 24 hours, and that search firm has been identified, although not you know, official relative to public announcement, but that search firm is already working on our behalf, and we do have a firm in place, and so that we feel really good about, and I think provides us a great opportunity to not only vet candidates, you know, that we might be interested in, but for them to also, you know, maybe bring some names that we might not be thinking of or that they think would be worthy of consideration, but then, you know, really thorough vetting, background checks, et cetera, to really make sure we get the right person and the person we think we're getting.
There's some other schools have talked about urgency with the portal open, and I want to get into a little bit of that, the timeline of that. You say it's unfortunate timing again. You got a bowl game, you got a portal open, but how long do you think you need or to identify a group of finalists before you can really start interviewing? Do you have your head wrapped around sort of the timeline of this search firm and the process?
Yeah, I mean, I think one of the really interesting, you know, and you alluded to the timeline a little bit, you know, the current players at Washington State have a little bit longer window now with a head coach departure relative to their potential transfer and making a decision. But we also have the start of the semester, which comes up very quickly at Washington State. You know, the new coach coming in presumably has a team of players that then make their own decisions. But the bowl game timing is really interesting for me, because I feel like these student athletes already have so much, you know, there's so much distraction, and they're trying to focus on this game and put their best foot forward and be competitive and, you know, do everything they can to finish off the season. So I worry a little, you know, about anything, you know, succinct or public, you know, right around the bowl game, to be honest, because I think that just throws a whole nother wrench of things into a, you know, that they don't potentially right. deserve. So I think really evaluating that timing. But I will say the process will be, you know, very active and moving along, even if it's not happening in the public eye. You know, we are already talking with, you know, prospective, you know, candidates, their representatives, the search firms doing their work. So all of that has been happening, you know, since the minute that we knew officially Jake was leaving.
What did your phone look like on that front? Like last night, as you know, you get out of the meetings, you've talked with the team, you've done a news conference, you get a chance to kind of sit back and go, okay, who reached out to Ann McCoy today? You know, how many people were saying, hey, I'm raising my hand here, I'd be interested in coaching your football team?
I'm still going through my phone, if I'm being honest, you know, just as far as the texts and the reach outs and the calls. But the amazing thing is it's not just from prospective candidates, but really whether it be, you know, connecting with student-athlete alums or, you know, former coaches or other people that just love Washington State University so much and want what's best. You know, the reach outs have been everything, honestly, not just prospective candidates or their reps. So it's been, you know, really great to see all the, not only the interest in people for the position, but, you know, the investment in people wanting what's best for Washington State.
The next coach, I mean, you're not just hiring a coach, you're hiring, you know, coordinators, and you're dealing with the potential for revenue sharing. Can you let us in on the thinking at Washington State as it pertains to 2025 and revenue sharing with athletes?
You know, for us right now, I think that's very intertwined to your earlier question relative to where we are at financially. You know, it's hard to answer a question about how we're going to spend our money until we know, you know, the exact amount of money, or at least the ballpark amount of money that we have to spend. And we're in a position of needing to show, you know, certainly, you know, incoming revenue, if you will, for every expense we want to put out. And so I think that's what's making this a bit challenging right now, is that, you know we need to, we've prioritized student-athlete scholarships right now because, you know, educational opportunity and getting student-athletes to Washington State University is something we know, you know, we're going to prioritize no matter what. So I almost feel like right now the revenue sharing is becoming in that, you know, again, revenue sharing, not necessarily, you know, traditional or, you know, newly traditional NIL dollars or that sort of thing. A lot of that has had to go into the second bucket because we have to be able to get student athletes here to begin with, you know, under scholarship. So that's a big question for us right now.
Ann McCoy, Athletic Director, Washington State. All right, you're going to obviously look under every rock. You're going to have a national search, but, you know, well, North Carolina's got an angle with Bill Belichick. You know, Norfolk State's got an angle with Michael Vick. I've thought about coaches who have pipelines to Hawaii, or coaches that, you know, maybe have been out of coaching for a couple of years and have sort of a more professional viewpoint. Where is your head as it pertains to, you know, finding an angle for Washington State? I had a caller yesterday that said Washington State needs to get sexy and win games, meaning you got to hire somebody with some flash. Like, do you have kind of a thought in mind as it pertains to the angle in Pullman?
You know, interesting you ask. One of the common threads, because I agree, I've heard, you know, you need to have, you know, well, we're an offensive-minded school, or you need to have, to your point, you know, the flashy hire or whatever else. But at the end of the day, the interesting thread that we continue to hear both from current student-athletes, from former coaches, former student-athletes, is at the end of the day, you know, Washington State University needs somebody who's invested in being here and who values relationships, you know, and I know that's not necessarily, you know, a high-powered offense or something that seems flashy, but at the end of the day, I think, you know, to some degree for Washington State University, it's a person who values everything we have to offer, and that's the right person.
Ann McCoy is with us. All right, you got the bowl game. You've talked about wanting to play this bowl game. Your players, is it true the team voted and asked, you know, asked each other, hey, are we okay with guys that are getting in the portal maybe wanting to play in the game? Or what happened with that, or what is the standing of the players who say they're getting in the portal and yet haven't yet committed to a school?
Yeah, anyone who's gone in the portal and wants to play in the bowl game is welcome to, and, you know, we hope will. And so right now I feel like the players, you know, they are a really, they're a special group. I mean, I don't know how else to say that without it sounding, you know, a little corny. But I mean, to be honest, the way they've handled this, the way they have had really good conversation, the way they've had, you know, some raw emotion over all of it, but then at the end of the day really turned to each other and said, we're going to do this. And, you know, everyone on this team that could come back may not, but we all earned the right to play in this bowl game. And they've been incredibly thoughtful and mature over this. So, yeah, anybody that's gone in the portal that is at Washington State University and wants to play in the game is on that plane Monday.
And do you have players who have accepted that, or is it too soon to say?
Yes, yes, we do. We have.
Wow. And so, I mean, that helps because, right, you got a situation with Marshall where they can't safely field a team, but at Washington State, it looks like there are some players who are going to get to tie a bow on their season, even if they are leaving, and no hard feelings from their teammates.
Yeah, I mean, and I think just since the coaching transition and with our acting head coach, with Coach Pete, with Coach Caligas, you know, that's been something that's been important to him and, you know, really since that time. And so to your point, to be able to put a bow on the season, because, again, even if student-athletes aren't in the portal right now, that doesn't mean that they're all 100% coming back, but the ones in the portal doesn't mean 100% that they're leaving, you know, and so it's really unique timing. And, again, the team, you know, feels like whether you're a, you know, a starter, a backup scout team, if you're in the portal, if you're not, you know, you were part of this 2024 season, and yeah, we want you there in San Diego. So it's been really good.
All right. So you've got your normal duties, plus you're now looking for a head football coach. And of course, I've got questions about the financials. I'd love to talk to the Regents. I'd love to talk to your president and drill down on, you know, will Washington State fund in the same way that San Diego State, Boise State, Oregon State are going to fund? Otherwise, you know, any incoming coach, Ann, is just going to look at it and go, hey, they're going to be playing at the bottom of the conference if they're not willing to invest in football.
We cannot get left behind. I mean, in a nutshell, and that's what you're getting at. So Washington State University cannot get left behind. We can't rest on our laurels and thinking, you know, because, you know, we were already in the Pac-12, but that automatically means our finances are any different. You know, again, you know, we've been supported by revenues that will be different going forward, and these other schools coming in have a much larger, you know, they're between, what, $11 and $22 million, I think, give or take, of institutional support. You know, it is a huge piece of this, and, absolutely, that's something that's got to get answered. It's not just for the football coach, to be honest. It's for our entire athletic department.
Ann McCoy, thank you for your time. Appreciate you. Make sure you hydrate. You got a big couple weeks in front of you.
I will. I've got a nice big water right in front of me, so I appreciate that.
Get it done. All right, there she goes. Ann McCoy, the AD at Washington State. I would love to get Kirk Schultz, the president at Washington State, back on the show. I am told now that Washington State is lining up the executive board, the Board of Regents, to talk with me, because I would love to drill down on this, because it's a very simple trail of money that helps a football program compete. And if you read what I wrote today at johnconzano.com, I absolutely believe that the core reason that Jake Dickert, something changed with Jake Dickert, right? He went from saying, I'm in Pullman, I'm their forever guy, to I'm out of here. So what changed? I think the thing that changed was Jake Dickert looked around and he said, the AD who hired me is not here anymore. The university president's leaving. And Jake Dickert took a pay cut, a voluntary 10% pay cut at the end of 2023. And ended up having to take a pay cut after he worked super hard to get the roster and hold the roster together, and his coaches, all of his assistants took a 10% pay cut. Washington State went from an $85 million a year budget in the athletic department down to $74 million. That money came from somewhere. It should not have come from football. Basketball coach Kyle Smith was making $1.3 million. His replacement at Washington State is making $600,000. David Riley's getting $600,000. So where's the $700K that they saved? It didn't go. It should have been invested immediately in football, right? Nope. Didn't go there. Bottom line is the campus took the savings. Now, I'm being told that the campus's view is that, hey, like, yeah, we get it. Everybody wants to have us spend more money in football, but that means that we have to take money from, different departments on campus, and that's going to leave other departments, sucking wind or sucking air. But, you know, I was told, hey, if we made a decision to spend more money in football, then the College of Medicine and the College of Engineering have less money. Well, that's logical. But I'm kind of wondering, like, if San Diego State, Boise State, and Oregon State, for example, are finding the money and are going to share revenue with athletes, and Washington State is not, then who's going to take that job? 503-417-7575. Phone lines are open. You want to talk about Washington State? You want to talk about the playoff? You want to talk about the Oregon Ducks window of opportunity? I am all ears. The floor is yours.
Miles here is an electrician running wiring for this new home build.
Good morning.
Miles doesn't have time for funny business.
I guess.
Miles traded up to Sirius Commercial Auto Insurance from GEICO for customized coverage that grows with his business, all for seriously low rates.
So where's the GEICO surprise cameo?
Come again?
You know, like some big famous football player or something. He's going to bust through that wall, isn't he?
No, this ad is serious business.
Guys, get over here. You got to see this.
No, there's nothing funny over here. Sorry.
Get more with GEICO Commercial Insurance. Trade up today at geico.com/commercial.